I noticed that the little machine here is there. I never quite know where that machine is going to go.
我就一直不知道这个录音笔是怎么用的。
But I received an email yesterday or the day before, and the email said that my friend in China had played a video that Yan Ling sent her to her or gave to her, and she'd played it in China. So you never know what's happening. I don't know if this is on video or not, but if it is ever on video, make sure that you're smiling because you don't know who's going to see it next.
他甚至不知道这个是不是有图像的，如果有图像呢，最好能够笑着啊，因为不知道你什么时候别人能看见啊。
If this one has a camera.
Camera?
Then you have.
There's no camera on that one. All right. You just never know. Someone else might be taking a picture.
Yeah.
And then you're in real trouble. So smile, always smile. And you're going to be happy.
保持微笑。
All right, so welcome to everyone today.
欢迎大家。
And I should remind you, it's best if we park not on the south side of 17th Avenue. We just got to keep reminding you of that. That will make our neighbors a little happier with us. So when you park, just leave the south side of 17th Avenue free for the neighbors or for other people. That will make them happier.
就我们还是提醒一下大家，停车的时候呢，不要停在17街的南面，啊，北面和16街和再往其他街都可以啊，这样因为给17街的邻居，一些他们自己停车的地方。
This is the really the beginning of summertime.
那这周开始，基本上我们要进到夏天了。
And over summertime, many of you will be going to vacation.Going back to visit your families. Many of you will be doing different activities, but we're going to keep on going with this Bible study all through the summer.
那有的人会夏天会出去度假，有的会去拜访自己的亲人，有各种的计划。但是我们呢，这个课夏天是不停的。
So if you can't be here, we'll understand, but hopefully we'll be here when you come back.
你如果不能来呢，我们完全能理解。但我们相信呢，你再回来的时候，我们还是在这里的。
So when you're away, you continue to pray for us, and then when you come back, you can join with us when we get back.
所以在你们离开的时候呢，盼望你们为我们祷告。你们回来的时候呢，我们依然在这里。
Are there any other announcements we should make today? All right. Why don't we have a word of prayer?And then we can study the Bible this afternoon. Now, Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to us. You are the great and wonderful God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您是如此的美善，您是如此伟大的神。
And you are the God who is always there.
您是那一位一直在那里的神。
And we're thankful that though we get to take a vacation, we thank you that you are never away from all the responsibilities and the love that you have for us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您在我们任何的时候，在我们度假的时候，您也依然是那一位时时刻刻陪伴我们在您的爱中与我们同在的神。
And we pray that you will bless us over this summer season.
也求您祝福我们这个夏天的假期。
Help us today, Lord, we pray, as we would study the Bible.
求您帮助我们，当我们学习圣经的时候。
We pray that you'll give us the understanding that we require.
也给我们这样的理解，我们明白圣经的时候，给我们这样的理解。
And then, Lord, we pray that you will give us the humility and the belief.In order to obey what you teach us,
也带领我们有这样的谦卑，能够顺服接受您的话语。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, today our study is in John chapter, sorry, Acts chapter 8.
今天我们的学习
Book of Acts chapter 8.
是使徒行传的八章。
Do you help one another find it in the Bible so that we can all get together? I've got to look it up in the appropriate translation.
使徒行传八章，我们帮旁边的人都翻一翻哈，如果大家不熟的。
Acts chapter 8.
新约使徒行传的八章。
The story today is about the same person the story was about last week.
那这样的故事呢，是在讲我们上周一样的那个人呢。
His name was Philip.
他的名字叫腓力。上周也在讲腓力。
And if you have a really good memory, you can tell me what Philip's name means.
如果你有个很好的记忆，你要告诉我腓力的名字什么意思啊
？The person who loves the horse.
That's right.
一个爱马的人。
The person who loves the horse. So when we were little children, we used to have a milkman who came to our house every day with milk.
我还是小孩子的时候呢。我们有这种送奶的人每天送上家。
And he had a horse that knew the route probably better than he did.
然后他有一般是骑了一匹马来，那匹马呢可能认路啊比他还认。
But we didn't have trucks. He came with his horse and his milk carriage.
然后呢他没有那个我们那时候没有卡车啊，那他就是这个马呢驮着他就驮着那个奶就来了啊。
And when he went to, when he was ready for the horse to go, he used to say, hip.
然后他马准备走的时候呢，他就会说 hip.
And so we always wondered why he called the horse hip.
为什么他会叫这个马 hip 呢？
But he probably knew a little Greek, because the horse's name in Greek is hippos.
他大概知道一点希腊语啊，因为希腊语里面那个马的这个说法就是 hippos.
So he called him hip for short.
所以他叫他叫 hip.
Okay. So I've got another friend. You know him, Frank Campa and Mary.
我们有另外两个朋友哈，你们都认识，一个是 Frank， 一个是 Mary 啊。
They have a cat.
他们有只猫。
And the cat's name is Mutza.
他们的猫的名字叫 Mutza。
I said, why do you call the cat Mutza?
为什么你叫一只猫叫 Mutza？
He said, because in our Slovenian language, the word for cat is Mutza.
因为他说我们的斯洛文尼亚的那个语啊。
So they just call their cat
猫这个说法就是 Mutza。
So our milkman called his horse Hip.
然后这个人就叫管他的马叫 Hip。
All right, Philip was a man who loved horses.But God taught him that it was more important to love people.
所以腓力是个爱马的人，但是神告诉他呢，你更重要的是要爱人呢。
And there's something wonderful about men or women who really do like people.
所以对于那些真的有对他人有爱和负担的人呢，这是非常好的。
The Lord Jesus loved people.
因为耶稣就是很爱他人。
And He wants us to love people.
他也希望我们是这样。
All right, so we remember from last week then that when Philip was in Samaria, God gave a wonderful response to the message, and the whole city trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
所以我们上周看见，当腓力在撒玛利亚的时候，神给他特别大的能力，整个城呢就都信靠了耶稣。
That would be very, very exciting.
这是非常让人感到激动的。
Sometimes you get involved in something that's really big and really good, and everything is working well.
有的时候你会在一些事情里呢，这个事很大，然后做的也很顺利。
But verse 26 says, 26
节
Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, Go south.To the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.
有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，从那往耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去。”
And I sort of wonder what Philip would have said.
我很想知道腓力会说什么。
He probably said, you know, lots of good things are happening here. I don't want to go.
他可能会说呢，哎呀，这里我不正在做大事啊，很多好的事情正在发生，我不想去。
Who wants to go to a desert?
我不想去旷野，因为那条路上是往旷野去的。
Okay, if you're going for holidays this year, do you want to go to a desert for holidays where there's nobody?
如果你今年夏天想去度假，你会去一个旷野，那里什么人也没有的地方去度假吗？
No, people say, I want to go where there's lots of action. I want to go where there's pleasant food and so on. Who wants to go to a desert?
你会说，哎呀，我要去那很多有很多行，很多好玩的，很多事情发生的这些地方，我不愿意去旷野。
But Philip was an obedient servant of God, and the angel said, go, and so Philip went.
但腓力是一个非常顺服的门徒啊，那当天使跟他说去的时候呢，他就去了。
And so, we want to be that kind of person.
我们希望成为像腓力这样的人。
It was probably a long way to go.
可能会走很远的路了。
Probably 70 or 80 miles.
大概有70到80英里了。蛮远的。
And so people say, well, that's a long way to go. Who wants to go to a desert if it's going to be so far and take me so long to get there?
你说呀，这么远啊，那我还在旷野里走那么远，谁会愿意做这个事？谁会愿意去那里呢？
So he didn't know where he was going to go, and he didn't know what he was going to find when he got there.
所以他不知道他要去哪里，他也不知道去了那里呢会发生什么。
So verse 27 says, so he started out.
And
on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians.
不料有一个埃塞俄比亚人是有大权的太监，在埃塞俄比亚女王甘大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷去礼拜。
So when you go to a desert, who do you expect to find?
你去旷野，你会觉得你会预期遇到谁啊？
You don't expect to find a great, big, important person in the middle of a desert.
你不会指望在旷野遇到一个很有权势的人，对吧？
But he did find this man, and the man was, he was a very senior government official.
但他的确看到了一个人，这个人呢是一个还挺高阶的政府的官员。
If he lived today, we would probably call him in Canada, we would call him the finance minister.
那如果这个人呢在今天的加拿大呢，他应该我们会管他叫财政部长。
Ethiopia was a rich country.
埃塞俄比亚还是个挺富的国家。
And Candace was a great queen.
那甘大基呢也是一个挺著名的王啊。
And this Ethiopian had a very big job.
所以这个埃塞俄比亚人是蛮有权势的一个人。
I'm not sure how much money he had, but he had lots of money that he was in charge of. He was in charge of all the treasury of.Candace, the queen of Ethiopia.
我不知道他自己有多少钱，但是他管的替国家管的钱可是非常多。他是整个国家的银库是他在管。
And this is tangential, but we have an Ethiopian who comes to our meetings often on Sundays here.
那我们在周日的时候，我们经常会来我们教会聚会的，其实就有一个从埃塞俄比亚来的弟兄。
He was here on Sunday morning.He just came back from visiting his grandchildren, but he was here on Sunday morning. His name is Ty Gerlassie.
Tiger.
Yeah, Ty is his first name. Gerlassie is his last name.
Ty Gerlassie.
Ty Gerlassie, yeah, not Tiger. and he's just a very, very nice man.
他是非常好的人 ，Ty 是个非常好。
But his story is very interesting.
他的故事非常有意思。
When he was a young man, he was very politically active.
他是年轻的时候呢，他是在政治上啊，他非常的活跃。
And he became very, very good friends of the people who ultimately were government in Ethiopia.
他和后来在埃塞俄比亚掌权的那些人呢，关系特别好。
And he didn't agree with them, and they didn't agree with him.
但他们彼此呢，政见不致，不一致，就彼此意见不一。
And so Tai didn't quite know what to do. He actually fled the country.
所以泰呢也没办法啊，就最后只能逃离这个国家。
I think he got to Somalia, where he met somebody who told him about the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他逃哪去了呢？逃索马里去了。在索马里呢，就有人就在那里给他传了福音了。
If Tai had stayed in Ethiopia, he probably could have been the treasurer of the country, just as this man was.
如果他再留在埃塞俄比亚继续从政呢，也许他也真的能做到像这个人管银库这样一个财政部长这么一个位置。
But if you speak to Tai, you ask him, would you rather have stayed in Ethiopia and been in the government, or would you rather come to Somalia and then Canada and find the Lord Jesus Christ as your savior?
如果你问他这样的问题啊，你问他你是愿意在埃塞俄比亚做一个财政部长呢，还是愿意离开，最后在索马里听见了福音，然后走后面的路呢？
And he will tell you he's happy that he found Jesus, not government position.
他一定会告诉你，他更高兴，他更快乐的是他认识了主啊，成为基督徒，而不是成为一个什么财政部长。
All right, and the verse 27 ends with the line, "This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship."
那二十七节最后呢，就讲到了这个埃塞俄比亚人，他是去干什么？他去耶路撒冷礼拜去了。
So, what kind of a man do you think he was?
那你觉得他是个什么样的人呢？
He must have been very intelligent.
他一定会非常聪明。
He must have been very trustworthy.
他一定是非常可靠。
And he must have been very religious.Because he traveled all the way from Ethiopia to worship.
他也一定很敬虔，因为他这么老远从埃塞俄比亚，走到耶路撒冷去过节去。
How far from Samaria to Gaza?
从那个撒玛利亚到加萨有多远呢？
I just told you what was.
我刚告诉你们了。
About 80 miles.
大约八十英里，对吧
？Okay. How far?From Gaza to Ethiopia.
加萨到埃塞俄比亚有多远呢？
Hundreds of miles.
几百英里了。
And he probably had to go by a road, and then he would have to go by boat, and then he would have to go some other way. It was a big trip.
所以也许一开始是走路，接着又是上船，反正也是个很长的一条路。
Why did he go?
那为什么要去呢？
He went because he wanted to know God.
他去是他想更深的认识神呢。
Is it important to know God?
认识神重不重要呢？
Is there anything more important than knowing God?
有没有比认识神更重要的事呢？
He went all the way to Jerusalem to worship.
他去耶路撒冷就是去礼拜，礼拜其实就是敬拜神。
Verse 28. And on his way home, he was sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah the prophet.
现在回来，在车上坐着念先知以赛亚的书。
Okay, so he'd been to Jerusalem. He was on his way home now, and he was sitting in the chariot reading.
所以他现在去了耶路撒冷。礼拜完了，他回去了，坐在他的车上开始读。
So I don't know about you, but when you fly to China or elsewhere, what do you do on the plane?
我不知道你们是怎么样。当你们飞回国的时候，或者去其他地方，你在飞机上干什么
？Okay, I usually read.
我经常是读书。
I often read the Bible.
我经常是读圣经。
And we go mile after mile flying through the air, and I'm reading the Bible.
我就一路飞呢，就一路读，一路读，读圣经。
And so sometimes I give people at 16th the Bible just before they're leaving.
有的时候我们会给来十六节教会的朋友，在他离开之前，我们给他圣经。
And I say to them, listen, I want you to read this when you're on the plane.
我会说呢，听着，你要，我希望你去 飞回家的路上，飞机上去读这本圣经。
So this man is riding along the roads in Gaza, heading toward Egypt and ultimately to Ethiopia in Africa.
啊，那这个人呢，正好他从耶路撒冷出来啊，路过加萨回埃塞俄比亚，他就在车上读经。
Now at the end of this summer, we're going to learn all about the Roman road.
那在这个夏天最后的那个星期呢，我们要学习所有关于罗马路之路的这个概念。
And that's a bit of a play on words because the Romans built very, very good roads.
啊，这是一个有比喻意义的词啊，因为实际上的在当时呢，罗马政府造了很多很多很棒的路。
The Romans controlled the then known Western world.
所以西方世界其实从罗马帝国衍生出来的。
And there was a phrase then that's carried on for 2,000 years, even to Canada today.
所以呢，这样的一个传统呢，这就有样一在他们这个世界里有个词呢，一直流传下来。
And it goes like this: All roads lead to Rome.
啊，这个词呢就这么讲的，这个短语叫“条条大路通罗马”。
Okay, and that's because the Romans built the roads.
原因就是呢，就是罗马帝国真的造了很多路。
And so Philip was riding along in his chariot, and the road was probably a pretty good road.
所以，这个太监他是趁着这个车啊，有人在赶车，那他趁着这个车走的那个路呢，其实是个这条非常好的路。
There are roads in Great Britain today where our forebears come from that were actually originally built by Romans 2,000 years ago, still using the same roads.
那比方说呢，就像他来的家乡啊，他是从英国那边来的。那他来的家乡，依然有一些的路呢还在用。什么时候造的呢？就是2000年前罗马造的。
So this was probably a pretty good road, and there were some horses pulling the chariot, and he was in the chariot, going along, reading his Bible.
所以他就是这样，那个车呢是肯定有马拉的了，这轮子在滚了，他就坐在车上呢，他就在那读经了。
He was reading in the Bible from the book of Isaiah.
那他读的呢，正好就是圣经里那一卷书呢，叫以赛亚书。
And so I'm trying out. He went from Ethiopia up to Jerusalem to worship.
那我想一想啊，我把这个人想一想，他这个情形什么样？他从埃塞俄比亚呢，去到往北去到那个耶路撒冷。
When he was there, I think he said, "I'm going to buy a copy of the Bible."
他去了以后呢，他一定会说我要去买一本这个圣经。
Now I'm told that you can buy this copy of the Bible in China today for how much money?
比如说你在中国能买这本圣经是多少钱呢
What was that again?
Maybe around 60, right?
About 12
RMB.
15, about $15.
Okay, about $12, $15. Now, the copy that he bought would have been on special paper because they didn't have ordinary paper.
但他买的那个版本应该是个非常特殊的这个纸张啊，那不是个普通的。
And the way you got the copy was that somebody made his own copy, every word.
因为这个是手抄的，这个他只能手抄啊。那时候是没有印刷术的。
How much do you think the copy would have cost?
那这样的一个版本，你觉得会有多少钱？
Yeah, probably thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars.
可能是几千块钱。
As a matter of fact, I guess it's Moses says that when there were kings in Israel, the kings had to write their own copy.
所以在犹太国王的时代呢。那些国王们都需要自己去写字抄自己的圣经了。
If you made your own copy of the Bible, do you think you'd know a little bit about it when you are finished?
如果你自己手抄一遍，你手上的圣经，你是不是能记得更牢一点？
That's a good way to learn.
那会记得更牢一些。
Take a long time.
So I'm going to tell you another story.
告诉你们另外一个故事。
I didn't meet this person, but I was told about her. She lived in China. I would think 30 or 40 years ago.
那我没有自己见过这个人啊，但是我能给你讲他的故事。那他住在中国，他差不多三五十年前。
She met somebody who had a copy of the Bible.
那他碰到过一个人，那他那个人手上有本圣经。
And she said to her, "Could I borrow your Bible overnight?"
他就问那个人，他说我能不能借你晚圣，借你的圣经，借给我一晚。
I'll give it back to you in the morning.
我会一早上再还给你。
What do you think she did during the night?
你猜她晚上她干什么了？
She copied as fast as she could go all night long, copying the Bible, copying the Bible, copying the Bible.
她一晚上就是尽可能的抄，能抄多少是多少。
Okay, that story came out of China, didn't come out of Canada. That story, the people there, those people said, we value this book. They couldn't get a cheap copy. They said, I will make my own copy.
所以这是发生在中国啊，不是这里。就可见呢，我们对这个圣经的这个渴求哈，就是，我说我要自己抄一本，但我自己没买不起的时候，我就抄一本。
So that's the story. He's coming back. He's got this very very valuable document, and he's reading it.
然后这就是圣经上讲，他现在这个埃塞俄比亚人，他得到这个特别有价值的这个版本的圣经，现在他在读了。
Verse 29. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it."
圣灵对腓力说呢，你去贴近那车走。
Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked.
那腓力就跑到太监那里，听见那先知他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他：“你所念的，你明白吗？”
So what would you have done if you had to do that?
如果是你在那里啊，你会做什么？
Here's this man. He's riding in this chariot. He's probably got several footmen in front, several men behind, big caravan, and he's riding. And the Spirit of God says, "Now, Philip, you go join yourself to that man."
你可以想一想那个场景啊。就这样的一个埃塞俄比亚太监，他其实很有权势，他坐在一辆车，不会是小车，大车，前面一定有人在帮他赶车啊，那后面一定还有人跟着，那这个随从啊，那这么样一个场景，你是一个腓力啊，你是一个神的门徒，神说你去，你加入那个队伍。
So if that would happen to you, what would you say?
那如果你是在那个，你会说什么呢？在那个场景。
I can't just run up and say, "Hi, Mr. Treasurer, how are you today?" How do you do that?
我不能就上去就跟打个招呼啊，说哎，你这个总管先生，你还好吗？
Sometimes God asks us to do things we don't really know quite how to do it.
所以有的时候神让我们所做的事，我们很多是不明白。
And so when we were little children, our parents used to say to us, "Now you go, you befriend that person. You go up to speak to the next person. You go talk to him." And I, in particular, I really didn't know what to say.
有的时候我们在小的时候，父母会跟我们说呢，哎，你去跟这个人打招呼，跟那个人说一说什么。我总是不知道为什么要这样。
And my mother, who was the one who would ask me to do that, she would say, "You pray, you ask the Lord Jesus to help you. He'll give you something to say."
然后呢，我妈妈就会鼓励我，她说，你呢，你自己跟神祷告，神一定会告诉你该说什么，知道你怎么去搭讪。
So here's Philip. I don't know what he said. If it had been me, I would have said, "Mister, you got some nice horses. I know a lot about horses. You got some nice horses."
如果是我呢，我只能是这么说，我会说，哎，总管先生，你的马很漂亮啊，我也很喜欢马。对，你们大概先谈一下马，因为这个腓力是自己养马。
You know, God can use anything you know, if you let Him, God will do anything. He'll give you anything that you have. He'll let you use it for good.
神会用你一切的，你能有的来为神的国做事。
So there's a man who used to preach in British Columbia.
有个人曾经在 BC 省讲道。
His name was Charlie Bowen.
他名字叫 Charlie Bowen.
And Norman knew him quite well.
Norman 认识他。
he lived 100 years ago.
他大概是一百年前在这生活在这个地方。
But he knew about horses.
但他真的是也很明白马。
He was in the British Army.
因为他是在英国军队里待过的。
And he was standing one day as some cavalry, the horses went by.
然后他是在那个骑兵里面在。
He was standing beside a very senior British officer.
然后他有一天他就站在一个很高阶的军官边上。
And the officer said to him, "What do you think of that horse?"
然后那个军官就问他，你怎么看那匹马？
And Charlie Bowen said to him, "Well, he'd be a pretty good horse if he wasn't lame."
然后查理就说呢，哎，他是一匹好的马，如果他不是瘸了的话，他会是一匹好马。
And the officer said, "What do you mean lame? That's my horse. He's not lame."
然后那军官很生气，说，你说他瘸了什么意思？这是我的马，他不是。你怎么能说他学了呢？
Charlie Bowen said to him, "He hasn't been properly shod, your officer. And if he were properly shod, he'd be a far better horse."
Shod, you mean?
Shod. Just put a horseshoe. You put shoes on horses to protect their feet.
Okay. 就他说呢，你对这个马那个马蹄呀、啊，马蹄铁啊，就处理的不好。就是你要是处理的好一点的，他这个马会是一匹更好的马。就是他给定马掌的时候，就是不专业了。
So the man in charge, the officer said, "All right, you go fix my horse."
然后那个军官就说，好，那你去来处理一下，你来把这个搞一搞。
So he shod the horse for him.
他就把这个马掌重新定了一下。
He did such a good job that the officer said,You are going to be now in charge of all the horses in my regiment.
他做得如此之好啊！那个军官说，那行，以后这个马都归你管啊。
So he got this really important job.
就升官了啊。
Then he went to the officer and he said, "I want to preach to your people about the Lord Jesus."
然后紧跟着呢，他就去跟那个军官说，那我想给你的士兵们讲一讲圣经，讲一讲神的道。
And the officer said, "Well, if you know as much about God as you do about horses, you go right ahead."
Amen.
然后军官就说呢，你如果像了解马，你我的马那么了解，像上对上帝的了解啊，那我同意，那你去讲吧。
So God can use anything you know.
所以神会用你一切你所知道的来服侍。
One other story.
另外一个故事。
He went one day into a logging camp.No, that's a different story. He went one day to preach, and there was a logger who was drunk. And the drunk said to him, listen, he said, "You preachers are all just wimps." He says, I'll challenge you to fight. You preachers are just cowards.
对，他说他有一次呢，就去讲道的时候碰到一个这个伐木工人啊，那伐木喝醉了，就是酗酒醉了，然后他就说呢，你们这些讲道的人都是懦夫，都是没用的，你要起来，我们来打一架。
So instead of stopping preaching or running away, this man Charlie Bowen said, "All right, I'll fight you, but I've got to do my exercises first."
然后那个这个 Charlie 呢，还是这个人啊，这个也会看马的这个 Charlie 弟兄啊，他说好，那我来，他既没有逃跑啊，也没有是这个停止讲道，他说好，那我来打，但是呢，打之前呢，你让我先活动活动啊。
So he saw a horse over there, so he went over to do his exercises.
他看见一匹马在那，他就去了，他就开始做一点活动了。
And he went up to the horse.And he grabbed him by his two front legs.
然后他去，他冲过，他过去呢，就抓住那个马的两只脚。
And then he lifted the horse up by his front legs, by his foot.
然后他就
let him down.
然后他把那个马的两只脚。
And he lifted him up. And he let him down. And he lifted him up. And he did that a few times.
然后他就抓住两个马脚呢。把举起来又放下来，举起来又放下来，搞了那么几次。
And then he said to the drunk man, "Okay, I think I'm ready to fight you now."
然后他就对那个喝醉的人说，好，我现在这个锻炼好了，我可以准备打了。
And the drunk man turned around and ran away.
喝醉的自己一掉头就跑了。
Okay, what he didn't tell the drunk man is that if you grab a horse by his front legs and squeeze the right way, the horse will automatically rise up.
他没有告诉这个，他没有告诉这个喝醉的人哈，因为他实在太懂马了。就是马脚上有一个位置呢，你如果抓住了。你捏一下呢，它就会站起来，然后一松它就会下来。
Okay, all of which is just to illustrate a simple point. Whatever God has taught you, you could probably use it for His glory.
所以这里一切就告诉我们，任何神教给你的、给你的，终有一天他会。你信靠他之后，他都会用起来。
So Philip runs up beside this big man, and he starts to talk to him.
所以腓力呢就跑到这个大人物前啊，开始跟他搭讪说话了。
All right, I want you to read verse. Thank you very much. Verse 30 again.
我们来再读一遍三十节。
Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. That's enough.Now, if he heard Philip reading, sorry, if he heard the Ethiopian reading, how was the man reading?
如果他听见了这个埃塞俄比亚人读啊，他会怎么读啊？
He was reading out loud.
他一定是读得很大声，对吧？否则他不会听见。
Why do you think he was reading out loud?
为什么他会读那么大声呢？
It could have been exciting. That's right. He may have been reading slowly. He may have read out loud. Make sure that he understood it, not only by seeing it, but by hearing it.
也许他想读出来啊，不但他看见进到他的心里啊，而他能听啊，就用这个方式能让他记得更牢一点。
I think one of the reasons he was reading out loud was.That if he read it out loud, somebody else might listen.
也另外一个原因呢，因为他周围还有人呢，他读大声一点，别人也能听见。
My friend became a Christian.
我的朋友啊，成为基督徒。
His family didn't want to hear about the Bible.
但是他的家人啊，真的不愿意听任何关于圣经的事。
He didn't quite know how to tell his family about the Lord Jesus. He used to go into his kitchen.Every morning.
然后呢，他也不知道该怎么跟家人传福音，然后他就去到他们家的厨房，每天早晨。
He would make some coffee.
自己做点咖啡。
And then he would sit in a small corner. They had a small kitchen, small corner in the kitchen.
然后他就在那个厨房的角落呢，找一个小角落。
And he would sit there and he would quietly read the Bible.
他会坐在那呢，安静的读圣经。
And his daughter would come in.
他女儿进来。
And he would say, "Good morning, Diane."
他会跟他女儿说 ，Diane， 早上好。
And then he would keep reading the Bible out loud.
然后他就开始大声的去读圣经。
And then his next daughter would come in, and he would say, "Good morning, Adele."
然后他二女儿进来了，他会说 ，Adele， 你好。
And he would keep reading the Bible out loud.
然后他也大声的继续读圣经。
And his wife the same.
然后他太太进来了，他也是这样。
You know how the story ends, don't you?
你能知道这个故事的结尾哈。
His two daughters and his wife became Christians, listening to their dad reading the Bible.
他两个女儿和妻子啊之后都信主了。
I went to visit Harold Budd in the hospital. Sorry, in Blenheim Lodge, 4 years ago.
四五年前呢，我去 Blenheim Lodge 呢，我去那个拜访Harold Budd 啊，我们Harold Budd 弟兄。
I started talking to him.
他已经过世了，我当时我就跟他说。
The man in the same room said, "Can't you talk quieter?"
然后我跟他讲话的时候呢，跟他在同一个房间的那个人就跟他就说，你能不能说话轻一点？
So I talked a little quieter, and then he said, "I can still hear you."
然后我就声音小一点了，那个人还说，我还是能听见你。
So I talked very quietly.
然后就更小声地说。
But I went over to him every now and then. I went in several times to speak to
him. 然后我因为那个时候我就一直会去看他了，时不时。
And I just chatted with him a little bit. He was a captain and on the sea and so on. So I talked to him about boats and so on.
You mean the other man, right?
The other man, yeah, the other man.
然后他去的时候呢，他也会跟那个让他小声点的那个人说些话啊。那个人是船长啊，那我就跟他讲一些关于船的事。
And then a couple of weeks later, I went in and started reading the Bible to Harold Budd.
然后过了几周啊，我就又去，我就给 Harold Budd 的弟兄呢去读圣经啊，因为他太老了。
And the man in the other bed said, "Can you speak up? I can't hear you."
然后隔壁床那老人家就说：“你能不能响一点声？我听不见。”
大点声。
你大点声，我听不见。
And before he died, he asked the Lord Jesus to be his Savior.
Amen. 就是在这个老船长在他死之前，他也信主了。
So here's this man reading his Bible. And the next question is, Philip says to him, verse 30, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
那三十节后半段说呢，腓力就上去问他，那你所念的你明白吗？
Verse 31, "How can I?" he said. Unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
他说没有人指教我怎能明白呢，于是他请腓力上车与他同坐。
Does that ever happen?
这个会发生吗？
No. And the answer is yes.
现在你看可以发生。
That's the kind of thing that happens. Yeah. So I was in an airplane one night. It was a Thursday night. And it was probably about 5:30, 5 or 5:30 on the airplane. I got on the airplane and I started to read my Bible.
那我在有一次在飞机上啊，晚上大概5点5点半这样，我在读我的圣经。
The reason that I was doing that in part was that we had a Bible study that night.
那我这么做呢，是因为那天晚上我们就有一个查经班。
Norma and I and others were going to a Bible study on Blenheim Street.
那我们在那个 Blenheim 街哈，有会有一个查经在那天。
So I thought when I got on the plane, 5:30 at night, we're going to have a Bible study at 7:30. I should read a little bit about what we were studying. So I was reading the portion we were going to be on that night.
那天晚上7:30查经啊，他们5:30还在飞机上时，他说我最好先看一下。这样的话，我晚上查经的时候，我能知道我们在要讲什么。
And a man came and started to sit down beside me.
一个人来呢，就坐在我身边。
But before he even sat down, he said to me, "I suppose I should be reading that rather than what I'm reading, should I?" He said, "I suppose that I should be." His phrase was, "I suppose I should be reading the Holy Scriptures that you're reading, rather than what I'm reading."
他说我想我应该去读你的这个圣经啊，而不是我读我现在读的。
So I said to him, "I don't. What are you reading?"
我说你在读什么呢？
And he showed me the book.
他给我看他的书。
This was the title, "Creative Divorce."
书名叫做这个有创造力的离婚啊 ，creative 的有创意的离婚啊。
I said you're right. Put that book away. Let you.
我说你说的对，那本书可不用看了，你来看这本书就对了啊。
Okay. So he sat down beside me.
他就坐在我身边了。
And I told him all about the Lord Jesus.
我就跟他讲关于耶稣基督的事。
The stewardess came.
然后那个这个空姐来了。
And she said to him, she said, "Excuse me, sir, you are in the wrong seat."
然后那空姐就跟这个人说呢，这先生对不起啊，你坐错位置了。
He said, "Oh, I'm awfully sorry. I'll change seats right away."
他说很抱歉，我现在就换。
But he never did. He just stayed there and listened to the Bible.
他一路上都没换啊，他就坐在那就听我讲圣经啊。
Okay.When it was over, when we got off, we got on in Portland. We were going to get off in Vancouver, so it was a short flight.
所以是个非常短的旅程啊，我们是从波特兰飞过来，很快就到了。
Before we got off, I gave him a little gospel tract, story of the gospel in a little tract.
在分手前呢，我就给了他一个小单张啊，小的这种印刷福音的印刷品。
It was called the Four Spiritual Laws.
啊，这个名字叫四个属灵的原则。
And I thanked him. I gave him my card.
然后呢，我给了他我的名片。
And he thanked me and he left.
然后他谢谢我他就走了。
I went to the Bible study.
我就那天就去了查经班。
But I found out later that he was going to Edmonton. He had to change planes.
后来我才知道他其实只是在温华转机，他要飞 Edmonton.
So he went to another part of the airport. He got into a line of other people lining up for Edmonton.
所以他换一个队伍去排嘛，他转机嘛，就排的那个队呢，就是去埃德蒙顿的那个。
He said to the lady in front of him, he said, "Are you going to Edmonton?"
他就跟排在前面的那个女士问啊，他说你们这是不是去 Edmonton？
Yes, she said, "This is the right line. We're going to Edmonton."
他回答说是的，这个队伍是对的，我们是去那个 Edmonton。
He said, "Why are you going to Edmonton?"
然后他就这个女士就问他，那你为什么要去 Edmonton？
She said, "Well, actually, I'm going to go to a Bible camp in Edmonton, and I'm going to teach some people, some girls at that camp. I'm going to teach them the Bible."
没有，是他问这个前面那个排队的女士，说因为问他是不是去那的飞机嘛，他回答了，然后就顺便问你，就问那个女士你为什么要去。Edmonton 的女士说呢，我去 Edmonton 讲圣经，因为在那里有一个圣经的营会，我要去教那边的孩子教圣经。
He said, "Isn't that strange? Are you a Christian?" He said.
然后他就问那个女士，你是个基督徒吗？
She said, "Yes."
他说是啊。
He said, "That's strange. I just spent the last hour with a Christian."
然后这男的就说，这太奇怪了，我刚才一个小时就跟一个基督徒一起在飞机上。
So they got on the plane together. And they sat together. She told him all about Jesus between Vancouver and Edmonton.
然后他们一上飞机又坐在一起，然后呢，这女士又跟他讲了一路从这里到 Edmonton 一路的圣经啊，关于耶稣基督的恩典。
And then when she was going, she reached into her purse, and she handed him a little gospel tract.
然后当他要分手的时候，他们要分开的时候呢？那女士又从她的那个包里呢，也拿出一个福音的单张给这个。
He looked at it and he said, "I don't need one of those. That's exactly the tract that man gave me on the other trip."
然后这个男的一看呢，他说：“哎呀，我不需要，这个完全一样的，这个也是概率很小的，完全一样的一个福音的宣传单张。
”So the question is, how do those things happen?
那问题是为什么会发生这样的事？
Would you call that coincidence?
你会管这个叫巧合吗？
Or would you say that's God?
你会说这是神呢？
This story about the Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch getting together, is that coincidence?
就像这里这样的一个腓力从那边跑过来和这个埃塞俄比亚太监从这里过来，你觉得他们碰见是巧合吗？
Or is it God?
还是神呢？是神呢。
Okay, and you and I, we come to study the Bible. And I don't know what's going on in your heart, in your life. You don't know what's going on in mine. But God is the one who takes this book and applies it to the needs of every heart.
就像我们，你们来这里学习英语和圣经，我不了解你们的情况和背景，就像你们不了解我一样，但是神了解每一个人，神知道我们的心。他把一切都安排好。
Verse 32. The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture.
他所念的那一段经说，这个太监念的。
And we're going to read it together.
我们一起来读。
He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth.In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth.
All right.
So, Philip says, what are you reading? He says, this is what I'm reading. And then the eunuch, verse 34, asks Philip, tell me please, who is this prophet talking about, himself or someone else?
这是他们的对话，就是说他念了这段经以后呢， 太监就问腓力说， 请问这先知说话，说这话是指着谁呢？
Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
然后腓力呢，就从开口从这经上开始讲，就从这段开始讲，就跟他专门讲耶稣。
All right, now there are very few passages in the Old Testament that are as clearly presenting the story of Jesus than this particular passage.
这一小段经文啊，就我们刚才一起读的这一小段经文，在旧约里面呢，是极少数的一些经文呢，能如此直接的、清晰的直接讲出来关于耶稣基督受难和他的预言啊，这个没有比这更好的例子了。
So was it a coincidence that the man was reading this scripture?
那这个太监正好就在读这一段，你觉得是巧合吗？
God had it all organized.
神把这一切都安排好。Was
it a coincidence that Philip joined him just at that right time?
那这腓力就在他读，太监他读，他是一下会读过去的。腓力就在读到这一段的时候，上了车，你觉得这是巧合吗？
God had it all organized.
神把这一切都安排好。
And the Bible teaches that when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, God will make all things work together for your good.
圣经说呢，你要信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主呢，神会把这一切都安排好。
Sometimes it's harder to see that it's happening that way than other times.
有的时候在某一些情况下呢，你可能更难理解，比另外一些情况下更难理解神的心意。
But God is so good and so powerful that He guarantees to work on your behalf.
但是神如此的有能力，他应许是他站在你的角度把这一切都安排好。All
right, verse 35 then.
35节。
Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
腓力就从 就开口从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。
Okay, that's what God wants to do for you and me.
这就是神希望我们要去做的。
He puts the detail together so that we will acknowledge that it is God who is doing it.
他把这一切安排出来呢，就是想让我们明白背后是神在做这些事。
So the question is, what was the passage that he was studying?
那问题是他在读的这段经文是什么呢？
So we're going to go back to Isaiah chapter 53 and read it.
我们可以回到以赛亚书的53章来读一读，这就是旧约了啊，旧约以赛亚书53章。
Isaiah chapter 53. Now some of you don't have an Old Testament, so you may want to look on with someone who does.
旧约以赛亚书，因为当时埃塞俄比亚太监读的是旧约，当时只有旧约，新约还没有写出来。
Where are we here?
53章第七节吗？七节吧。Verse 7.
Yeah. That's right. It's in the middle of verse 7. That's right. Verse 7. All right. So, if you read the middle of verse 7, it says, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, And as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
就以赛亚书五十三章七节的后半段啊，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
All right. So the question that Philip asked was, "Who is this prophet speaking about? Is he speaking about himself or somebody else?"
所以这个先知呢是在说谁？啊，是说他自己呢，还是说别人？
And the answer is in chapter 52 and verse 13.
答案是在五十二章的十三节。
And it says, "See." My servant will act wisely. So chapter 52 to the end, chapter 53 is all about God's servant. Not about Isaiah, but about God's servant.
所以呢，五十二章，以赛亚书五十二章的十三节这里呢，他讲到我的仆人行事必有智慧。所以整个五十二章十三节一直到五十二章最后和五十三章整章都是在讲谁呢？讲神的仆人。就是要来的那个基督，不是在讲先知以赛亚自己。
It describes the Lord Jesus Christ very, very simply and clearly.
他用这样的方式特别简洁清楚的把耶稣基督描述出来了。
Verse 2 of chapter 53 talks about the Lord Jesus as the servant.
那五十三章的二节呢？在讲到耶稣基督作为一个仆人的样子。
It begins, he grew up before him like a tender shoot.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
That means Jesus Christ grew up before God as just a tender shoot. You often see a sprout coming out of the ground. And it's just, it looks very nice and simple, but you don't really know where it's coming from.
对，这个讲到耶稣出生呢，他说就像在耶和华面前啊，就如同嫩芽从地里发出来一样。
And he was like a root out of dry ground.
也像根呢出于干地。
You wouldn't expect a nice tree to grow in dry ground.
你不会指望一棵树啊，在干的土地上会长得很好。
In a desert, you don't expect to find a nice tree.
在旷野里呢，你很难找到一棵很好的树。
But Jesus was a beautiful tree in a very barren desert of life.
耶稣却是在一个非常贫瘠的土地上出来的那棵特别美的树。
Verse 2 goes on, he had no beauty.Or majesty to attract us to him.
他无加行美容，我们看见他的时候没有加行美容。
Jesus, he wasn't born in a palace. He wasn't a king. He didn't have majesty like that.
他不是一个王，他不是生在皇宫，他没有那么样的在人眼里的尊贵。
Jesus never won a medal in the Olympics.
他也从来没有在奥林匹克上得过什么冠军。
I don't even think that Jesus was the most handsome man that ever lived.
我也不相信呢，耶稣是特别英俊的这么样的，在历史上有过的最英俊的人啊，不是这么样一个形象。
Jesus was the only person who was ever born who was able to choose his mother.And able to choose what he was going to look like.
所以耶稣呢，如果曾经有过的人在地上，他应该是唯一一个，他是有这样的能力去选择他的母亲和选择他长成什么样，因为他是神。
So he could have been the most handsome man that ever lived.
他可以成为这地上最英俊的人，如果他愿意。
And instead of that.He said, I want to look just like an ordinary man, like you and me.
但是不是这样啊，他说呢，我就想要像一个最普通的人，像你，像我这样的长相。
I think that's very amazing.
这是非常让人吃惊的。
So people didn't say, oh, we want to follow Jesus because he's so handsome.
所以人们不会这么说，哎，我们要跟随耶稣，是因为他长得太英俊了。
They didn't say because he's got so many muscles.
不会说，哎，他长得很肌肉发达。
They didn't even say it because he was a good carpenter, but he was a good carpenter.
也不会因为说哎他是个好木匠，我就跟随他。
Yeah, there was nothing. Verse two ends. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
啊，所以第二节后面说呢，也无美貌啊，使我们羡慕他。
Furthermore, about Jesus, verse 3 says, He was despised and rejected of men.
第三节往下呢，他被藐视，被人厌弃。
They said lots of bad things about Jesus.
人们对耶稣讲了很多很坏的话。
The prophet tells us that he became the song of the drunkards.
所以圣经告诉我们，他会成为那个醉喝醉的醉鬼啊，那嘴里呢，那个不好听的歌，不好听的话。
They laughed at him, they mocked him.
因为他们嘲笑他，戏弄他。
Verse 3 says he was a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
他多受痛苦啊，常经忧患。
There were lots of heartaches and sorrows in his life.
在他的生命中有很多的哀伤和痛苦。
The verse goes on, like one from whom men hide their faces, Jesus was despised, and we esteemed him not.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。
But verse 4 says, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
第四节，但是呢？他在这样的环境里，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
What did he do regarding the weaknesses of the people around him?
他对待他身为周围的人的软弱，他是怎么对待的呢？
He helped them in their weakness.
他在他们的软弱里帮助他们。
He carried their sorrows.
他担当他们的忧患。
I think that if there were five people on the street and you had a problem,You would go to Jesus rather than the other four people if Jesus were on the street.
如果街上呢有五个人，当中有一个是耶稣，你在麻烦里呢，你一定是找耶稣，而不会去找他身边的那四个人。
He would help you.
因为只有他会帮助你。
And he helped so many people with so many weaknesses that he had their sorrows as his own.
他帮助了如此多的人啊，在他们的需要里，因为他替他们担当他们的忧患和痛苦。
But you see, the people didn't understand him. So verse 4 says, Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by God, and afflicted.
然后呢，我们人却不理解啊，不明白耶稣所经历的，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
And when Jesus was here and they saw his sorrows, many people said to him, Jesus, it's all your fault. If you weren't such a bad man, there wouldn't be these problems.
所以人们会这么说，耶稣都是你的问题。如果你不是这样的一个不好的人呢，我们就不会有这些麻烦。
That's what they said about Job, but it was far more true of Jesus.
这也是他们在旧约里约伯记里怎么对待约伯的话，但是对耶稣就更重了。
But verse 5 says,
第五节，
He was pierced for our transgressions.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害。
Why was he pierced? Because we're sinners.
为什么他受害呢？因为我们是罪人呢。
He was crushed.For our iniquity.
他为我们的罪孽压伤。
The punishment that brought us peace was on him.
那审判放在他身上，却给我们带来了平安。
Very often we say to somebody, all right, if you want, you've got to do this to be at peace. And they've got to do something difficult to be at peace.
我们有的时候会说要我们要和好啊，要有平安啊，要做很大的努力，要有很难的条件。
But Jesus took the punishment that you and I deserved in order that we could be at peace.
耶稣承担了我们本来应该为了有这平安而付上的代价和审判，耶稣担了。
And then the verse says, By his wounds we are healed.
因他受的刑罚我们的平安，因他受的鞭伤我们的医治。
That's an amazing story.
这是个非常美的故事。
You won't read that about any other man who's ever lived in the history of the world.
你不会在其他任何地上活过的人的一生中读到这样的描述。
We get a Bible, we get all excited about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's because it's marvelous for us. He endured all that for us.
我们如此感到兴奋，感到神的爱啊，就是因为他做这一切为我们，就是为了我们。
But verse 7 says, He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth.
第七节，他被欺压在受苦的时候却不开口。
So, I don't know about you. Have you ever been hurt and you didn't say anything?
我不知道你们啊，你们有没有这样的经历呢？就是当你受伤的、受欺压的时候，你没有开口呢？
I went to the hospital once.
我有一次去医院。
I'm not sure why. No, it wasn't the hospital. It was a nurse in a clinic.
这是一个诊所啊，就是个诊所。
And I had a bandage on my hand.
我手上有个邦迪啊。
And so the nurse grabbed the bandage, pulled it off.
那护士呢就把这个邦迪撕下来。
And I said, "Oh!"
然后我大叫了一声，
<That hurt.
S 1> 我大叫了一声，好痛。
She said, "Oh," she said, "I'll give you some what's the word I want now? I'll give you some painkiller. I'll give you a local. Give me the words." A local painkiller, and I'll just kill that part of your so it won't hurt.
所以那个护士说呢，我给你一点止痛的哈，就让这一块不痛了。
I said, "Oh no, no, don't worry about that. I'll be all right." So she took the bandage off.
我说哎，没关系，那算了。他就把那邦迪撕了。
But I was amazed just removing a little bandage, and I went, "Oh!"
然后我很诧异啊，就是这只是撕下一个贴的邦迪啊，我就受不了痛，叫起来。
Jesus was oppressed and afflicted. He didn't open his mouth.
但是耶稣在受欺压这样的苦难中，他也不开口。
The verse that's quoted now in Acts says he was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
然后这就到了这个使徒行传我刚才引用的那节经文，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
If you have to take some animals and they don't want to go, they fight.
如果你要牵一些别的动物啊，这些动物不想跟你走的时候，它的反应就是它要跟你斗的，它要打的。
But you can take a lamb to the slaughter and the lamb won't resist; he'll just go.
但你可以牵着一只羊啊去宰杀之地，这个羊不会拒绝你，它就跟着你走。
So I've got to tell you a story about my sister's husband.
我要跟你讲关于我姐姐的先生的故事，先生的故事。
He had some cows.
他有一些公牛。
And the cows had to go to the slaughterhouse.
是奶牛啊，那他这个奶牛他要带这个牛呢，他要拉到那个宰杀之地去。
They didn't want to go.
他就那些牛不愿意去。
And there was a truck, and there was a ramp, and the cows had to go up the ramp onto the truck so that they could go. And one of Bob's cows didn't want to go.
然后呢，他几头牛呢，他要赶到那个车上去。这个车呢是有一个上坡，就是车厢嘛，你要让那个弄个斜坡，然后这个牛呢要走这个斜坡上去，走到车厢里去。有一头牛就是不上去。
And they tried to pull him up the ramp, and he wouldn't go.
一些人呢就想把他拽上去，这个牛就是不上去。
And they tried to push him up the ramp.
然后他们想把这个牛推上去，这个牛也不去。
And they did everything to move that cow up the ramp.
然后他们用了一切的办法，想把这个牛呢推上这个斜坡，推到车里去。
And finally, they got him halfway up the ramp.
最终呢，他们能够把他推到一半了。
And the cow took a heart attack and died right there.
然后那头牛突然就心脏病发了，死了。
Okay, the cow basically said, "I'm not going." Okay.
这牛就说，我就是不去。
There's no way you could make it go.
你就是不能让我去。
So, was the Lord Jesus like that?
耶稣是这个样子吗？不是的，不是。
No, the Lord Jesus said, "I'll go. I'm going to go to die for these people. I will go."
耶稣说我要去，因为他是愿意，他说我要为这些罪人死了。
Verse 7 says, "As a sheep before her shears is silent, he didn't open his mouth."
又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
The next one says, "By oppression and judgment, he was taken away."
第八节，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。
So they oppressed him, and they submitted him to judgment. It was a false judgment. His trial was a wicked trial, but they found him guilty, even though he was innocent.
所以他受欺压，耶稣在地上最后的日子呢，他受欺压，他也被带到一个审判里去。这样的审判对他来说是完全不公义的，因为他完全没有罪，他也被定罪，是完全不是真实的，是被这个撒谎的，这个状态下定的罪。
And who can speak of his descendants?
至于他同世的人啊，谁能跟他们讲？
How many children did the Lord Jesus Christ have when he died?
耶稣死的时候，他有多少孩子？
Lord Jesus never had a wife.
他甚至没有结过婚。
Lord Jesus never had any children when he died.
他也没有孩子。
Who can speak of his descendants?
谁能跟他后代说、
The verse goes on, because he was cut off from the land of the living, he didn't have time to have children.
谁想他从受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除。
And because of the sin, the transgression of my people, he was stricken or he was killed.
是因为我百姓的罪过呢？
All right. So now that's the story that Philip explained to the eunuch.
这就是这个故事啊，腓力跟的埃塞俄比亚太监解释的这个故事。
And I think that the eunuch might have said to Philip, "So, who were his descendants? Who are his descendants?"
那太监可能会问这个腓力，那谁是他的后裔呢？
So let me put the question to you: who were Jesus' descendants?
或者这么问，谁是耶稣基督的后裔呢？
Okay. Have you been born again?
你有没有重生呢？
If you're born again, then there's a sense in which we are all the children of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's true, God is our Father, Jesus our Savior, but because of His love to us, we are all servants of the Lord Jesus Christ if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们信靠耶稣基督啊，在属灵的意义上呢，我们就都是从耶稣基督生出来的。
So I think
我们叫重生，就是这个意思。
I think the conversation might have gone something like this.
所以这样的对话可能会是这样的。
I think the eunuch might have said, "Who are Jesus' descendants?"
那太监可能会问，谁是耶稣基督的后裔呢？
And Philip probably said to him, "Well, would you like to be one?"
腓力可能会这么回答，你想成为这样的后裔吗？
I think Philip said, "I'm one. I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ."
腓力会说呢，我是一个，因为我信靠他了。
And I think Philip said to the eunuch, "You could be one as well. You know, if you would trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, all these wonderful things that we've read about in Isaiah 53 could be true of you."
所以腓力会跟那太监说呢，你要信靠他呢，那所有五十三章讲的关于这一切救赎的恩典呢，都可以成为你的。
All right, back to Acts chapter.
好，我们回到《使徒行传》八章。八章没有完。
Alright, verse 35 again. Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
所以我们刚才其实就重复了三十五节，腓力就开口从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。我们刚才相当于就是腓力传讲的内容了。
So what do you do when you hear really good news?
如果你听到如此好的消息，你会怎么样呢？
You say, I want that.
你会说我也要啊，我也要。
And I think that they talked about it, and I think the eunuch said, Philip, I understand now. I understand what the Bible has been talking about. I know I need a Savior. Thank you for telling me about Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I receive Him as my Savior and my Lord now. I want the Lord Jesus to be my Savior.
那腓力会说，这个太监会说呢，我现在明白了。我要他做我的救主，我现在知道这个圣经讲的内容了，我现在愿意接受基督成为我的救主。
And so I'm not sure how long that conversation went on.
我不知道呢，这当中这段对话持续了多长时间。
I think that Philip might have been with the eunuch for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. We don't know. Probably a long ride.
那也许呢，他们在一起一个小时、两个小时，甚至更长时间，很可能是一段比较长的在一起的路。
Now, if you're on the road that's going down from Jerusalem through Gaza to Egypt, where does that road go?
如果你在一个路上啊，是从耶路撒冷经过加萨往埃及走的这条路上，它是在哪里走啊？
Number one, it goes through a desert.
第一呢，它会走旷野。
How much water do you find in a desert?
在旷野你能找到多少水？
But number two, it's going to go right along the Mediterranean Sea.
那第二条路呢？你可以直接走地中海沿海过去。
So we probably, if we had to name that road today, we would call it Marine Drive.
如果我们今天要管这个路起个名呢，我们会管它叫
Going right along the ocean.
就我们像这边的 Marine Drive 一样。
Okay, when they got to the view of the ocean, I think the eunuch said, Philip, there's water there. I think I should be baptized.
所以当他们走这段路的时候呢，腓力已经信了啊，那个太监会信了，已经信了，他就跟腓力说，那这里有水，我们就受洗吧。
All right, and there's a little.Well, we better read verse 36.
我们一起来读一下三十六节。
As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized? That was the question. Now, after the word baptized, you see a question mark and an italics, and then the little letter B.
B.
Okay, and B refers you down to the bottom of the page, and there is a verse that says some manuscripts add the verse, Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. The eunuch answered, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
对三十六节这里就停下来了，看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？这个时候就是个问号。接着呢，三十七节呢，就是在括号里的啊，就是有古卷在此有。腓力说：“你若是一心相信就可以。”他回答说：“这个太监回答说，我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”
So the question is, who could be baptized?
那现在的问题是谁可以受洗呢
？Can anybody be baptized?
是不是什么人都能受洗呢？
No, the only people who could be baptized are the people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If they believe, you can be baptized. But baptism is always a sign that, in fact, you do believe.
那只有信的人才能受洗，所以受洗只是一个外在的表现的信号，告诉别人你是一个信了的人，所以是先里面改变的。
What is it that you would have to believe?You would have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
那你要信什么呢？你要信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Now, when you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is that going to change your life?
你要信耶稣基督是神的儿子会改变你吗？
Of course it is.
当然。
Yeah. You believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, it's going to just take that whole life of yours, it's going to put it all into perspective.
会把你整个生命啊，各个方面都改变。
Some people say that when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your life is going to be turned upside down.
有的人会这么描述啊，说你要信靠耶稣基督成为你救主的时候，你的人生会翻转啊，就 upside down， 就彻底翻转。
And that's not right. It's going to turn it downside up. Okay.
对，他说这个。
It's going to make it all the way it ought to be.
所以他用的词呢，他说 upside down 不准确啊，就是。不是从上翻到下面来，是从下面翻到上面来，是从 downside to up。
Okay, verse 38, and the eunuch gave orders to stop the chariot, then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water and Philip baptized him。
38节，于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。
Okay, how did he get baptized?
他怎么受洗的？
They went both down into the water so that Philip could immerse him in the water as a sign of death and let him rise again as a sign of new life. That's what baptism is. Baptism says death to the old life that was upside down. Now, new life. That's upside right.
那他们怎么洗的呢？就他们一起，腓力陪着他一起到水里去，到半身的水深的地方呢，那他躺下代表着什么呢？他全然进到，就太监躺在水里，他全然进到水里代表着死亡那他再竖起来，腓力把他扶起来代表重生，他经历死亡以后的重生。
When they came up, verse 39, out of the water the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away.
39节，从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去。
And the eunuch did not see him again.
太监也不再见他了。
But he went on his way rejoicing.
就欢欢喜喜地走路。
Why was he rejoicing?
他为什么要欢喜呢？
He got a new life.
He got a new life.
因为他有新的生命。
Got his sins forgiven.
他的罪得赦。
He realized why he'd gone all the way to Jerusalem.
他现在知道他为什么要一路去耶路撒冷。
He understood the great plan of God.
他明白了神大的旨意和计划。
He probably got excited because he said, I'm going back to Ethiopia and I'm going to tell a lot of people some really good news.
所以他会很激动，他说我要回去回去这个埃塞俄比亚，我要告诉很多人这个好消息。
All right. I'm very proud of myself. We've got 4 minutes for questions today. That's 4 minutes longer than usual. Any questions?
那我们今天还剩四分钟，可以回答问题。有没有什么问题吗？
These are marvelous stories.
是非常美的故事。
These are life-changing stories.
而且是改变人生命的故事。
These are the stories that change the world.
也是改变全世界的故事。
So what do you think Philip thought?
你觉得腓力会想什么？
Do you think Philip said, "Oh, I wish I'd stayed at home with the horses"?
你觉得腓力会说，哎呀，早知道我就待在家里跟我的马待在一起。
Okay, no.
不会。
Philip said, "Listen, loving God and loving people is far more important than loving horses."
腓力一定会说，哎呀，你要知道吗？爱神和爱人呢，远比爱马来的重要的多。
What part of the story did I leave out? If you've got question, question. If you've got something to add, add.
That's good.
Our opportunity is to be just like the Ethiopian eunuch and say, that's a good story, I'm going to believe it. That's good that it happened to them, I want it to happen to me.
所以呢，我们的机会呢，是我们想要想跟这个埃塞俄比亚太监一样，我们要说呢，我们也愿意接受这救主，这是我们特别大的恩典。 我要抓住这机会。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the story of the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您这圣经的故事。
We marvel that God loved the world so much.
我们如此的感恩，因为神很爱我们世人。
That He sent to us the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要把基督赐给我们。
And that if we simply believe in Him, we can have new life, everlasting life.
我们只要简单的信靠基督，我们就得着这新的生命，这永恒的生命。
It is a wonderful story, Lord. We're so thankful for it.
这是如此美好的故事，我们如此的感恩。
And we pray that every one of us will say, like the eunuch said, I want the Lord Jesus to be my Savior. I believe Him now.
我们要盼望每一个人都像这太监说的，我要这基督成为我的救主，我现在就要。
So we pray, Lord, that you'll just work in every one of our hearts.
求您在我每一个人心里做工。
We pray also, Lord, for the many of our number who are away, who are going away, so many traveling. Bless them each one, we pray.
我们也为我们中间在旅行的，在外面旅行的这些弟兄姊妹们，求您祝福，祷告，求您祝福他们。
And when we go, Lord, may we be like the eunuch. May we take our Bibles with us and help us to read it as we travel.
我们也愿意向着太监。在旅行中所做的事情一样，带领我们在旅行中读经。
And it, as Philip helped the eunuch understand it.
也求您帮助我们明白这经，就像腓力帮助这太监明白一样。
So we give thanks now.